Right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shops, both in downtown Carrboro and in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza being renovated right now, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for back to school. So head on over, shop, and support this great organization. We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler on WCHL, to help us out with Kids Q today. Welcome back. How are
you? Thank you. I'm good. And, you know, I know what my question is for Kids Q, which is, why is the summer almost over?
And there's no good answer to that question,
really
is
isn't.
There?
I mean, that, you know, the ice cream social next week.
Yes.
That is some consolation, I will say.
But unfortunately, it's an ice cream social, so we can say farewell to summer. The
say
ice cream
goodbye,
social where
summer.
We welcome summer in. Although,
yes.
The saying farewell to summer does mean back to school and all of those new obligations coming back. But
right.
It also means sooner rather than later, we won't have to deal with 95-degree weather and 105-degree
okay
heat indexes. That's good.
I just can't wait for tomorrow on that score, because
yeah,
I've
right.
really kind of had about enough of the, getting near the triple digits. It's not my favorite thing.
Are you ready for Kids
yeah,
Q?
I am.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. What is your favorite sport to watch and why?
Golf, because I play golf.
Okay.
That's just too easy, really. I mean, very close second is baseball.
Yeah.
I'm a big, big baseball fan, and I don't play baseball. I played softball many years ago, but I'm going to say golf. In fact, I left my house today watching golf and had to turn it off to come here, and I'm going to go back home and turn it right back on. It's the big tour championship
for
the guys culminating in, you know, I will tell you this, there's too much money in golf. There's too much. The last place finisher, mm-hmm. the guy who finishes in 30th place in the tour championship, receives about a nickel less than $400,000.
Wow.
You know, that's just silly.
Although if only 30 golfers qualify, that means the last place golfer is also the number 30 golfer on the tour, right? Presumably.
Well, kind of. They, you know, they have, of course,
they've
have
got
their
own rules, right?
An adorably complex system of ranking that is silly, silly. I mean, like, years ago, not that many years ago, when Tiger Woods was having all these back surgeries done, and it would look like he was, you know, maybe going to walk with a cane for the rest of his life, never mind play. He was kind of still number one for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's just,
that is,
I don't know what that system is, but it's broken.
That is fair.
Yeah.
So my answer goes in multiple different directions. So if I'm watching it live, then baseball for sure.
Yeah.
Baseball is a little bit less fun to watch when you're watching it on TV, I think. For TV,
yeah.
I think football more than baseball, because football is just designed to be watched on TV.
It really is.
In a way that, like, baseball was invented and developed and all of the rules came into being before they thought about how to televise it, so
right.
that makes a big difference. But if I'm watching something on TV, it's really all about the announcer more than the game, I think. It's got more
yeah.
to do with who's calling the game and how good a job they're
and
doing.
And as I told you, I think last year, the best baseball game to watch, mm-hmm. although it's not easy to find it, is the congressional baseball game every year when the Republicans play the Democrats in a major league park in the Nationals Park in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like watching Little League. Every hit is a home run because nobody can throw and nobody can catch. They're so terrible at it.
Yeah.
Generally, it's just too much fun to watch.
Do they still go through all of the motions that they go through at like a typical Nationals game? Do they have the running of the presidents and all that? Do they?
Yes, they do everything.
Oh, that's great.
They do everything. And the announcers are like, well, and so bases are loaded and there's a play at every base. And so the thing to do would be when the pitch comes, The thing to do is that all the runners will be going, and here's the pitch, and they're not going to do that thing.
Nope.
Oh, the announcers are just a riot,
That's an absolute riot.
So, and the guys playing the outfield, they're barely in the outfield. I mean, why do they need to be all the way out there? They're never going to see anything out there.
Just four shortstops is really all you need.
Right, but it's like watching mere mortals play that game in that professional setting really helps you appreciate the stuff that you routinely see, a throw out at first, you know, a pitch out at first, and a guy trying to steal second, and the throw from the catcher, you know, when the catcher throws to second base to throw out the base runner and it bounces twice before it gets there. What's better than that?
If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ.